For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to a follow-up to our Unwrapped weekly wrap-up this week. I am your host, Sasha Pierce, and thanks for rejoining me at the intersection of pop culture and common sense. So I wanted to talk about an article that I found on Deadline that is talking about our president, Donald Trump's Kennedy Center visit. Now, if you are not aware, I spoke a couple of weeks ago about Donald Trump basically appointing himself as the chairman of the Kennedy Center and how that is so unprecedented, and then packing the staff and the board with his loyalists. Now we are seeing what he intends to do, or at least part of what he intends to do, with his invasion of the arts, so to speak. So in an article written by Ted Johnson that appeared in Deadline on March 17th, we've got some stuff that happened at this Kennedy Center visit. And it says, on his visit to the Kennedy Center this afternoon, the Art Institute's new chairman of the board, President Donald Trump, was asked by a reporter why it was so important for him to spend his time with the venue and on its lineup. Well, I mean, it's kind of clear that he wants his hands in everything, and he doesn't want anything that would remotely go against his agenda being performed at the Kennedy Center. So anywho, the reporter asked, "You have so much on your plate. Why come here today?" Trump answered, "This represents a very important part of DC and actually our country. And I think it's important to make sure that our country is good shape and is represented well. When people look at this, I've been hearing for a long time that they come here and they're disappointed when they come here. We want them to be excited." Now, people pack the Kennedy Center year after year after effing year, but they're so disappointed, at least the ones that talk to Trump, they're so disappointed that they come back the very next year. But anywho, just a couple of weeks into his presidency, amid the flurry of executive orders and tariffs, Trump seized control of the Kennedy Center and ensured that he was named chairman. I like the way that was put, because that's precisely what happened. He became the first president to do so, putting him in a position to not only have a say in his programming, but potentially who will be selected when it comes to the annual Kennedy Center honors. Trump weighed in on the Kennedy Center selections, which he has previously labeled, quote, too woke. After his takeover, a number of artists have canceled shows, including the producers of Hamilton, due for a run next year. Trump said, "I never liked Hamilton very much. I never liked it. But we're going to have some really good shows. Come here and watch it, and you'll see over a period of time, it'll improve very greatly physically." There's that greatly shit again. You know, that same episode, I'm like, does the guy have any other adjective? But he said it's going to do greatly physically. I'm not making this shit up. I'm continuing with the quote. "And we're going to get some very good shows." So I guess he does have a different adjective. It's either good or great. The thing that does well as Broadway hits. I don't know what that means. The Kennedy Center, as Trump noted, already has some on its schedule in place since before the takeovers. That includes Les Miserables. Now, during his visit, Trump attended a meeting of the Kennedy Center board, which includes Maria Bartiromo, which we talked about that. Now, Usha Vance, that is the vice president's wife, Laura Ingraham, and Susie Wiles. A longtime loyalist, Rick Grinnell, is now serving as president of the Kennedy Center. Notice none of these women were made president. I wonder why. Anyway, the Washington Post, which obtained audio of the board meeting, reported that Trump suggested hosting the annual Kennedy Center honors himself, while names like Paul Anka, Sylvester Stallone, Johnny Mathis, and Andrea Bocelli were floated as potential recipients. Also discussed was the possibility of handing out posthumous honors, something that has not been done in the show's history. Now, Trump told reporters that the show got very tired, very boring, very radical left. I think we're going to do a very big show. We have some surprises, some very big surprises. Very is another one. Very big. I want somebody to get this man a thesaurus. When is his birthday? Oh, his birthday is in June. He's a psycho. I think people should get him a thesaurus for the next major holiday. I'm sure he'll make one up for himself. We need to get him some different adjectives, right? Adverbs, adjectives. We need him to expand his vocabulary because he wants to be the most important person in the world. And in many cases, the president of the United States is one of the most important and influential politicians, public figures in the world. We need to expand that vocabulary.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Now, CBS, I just gave the Kendrick Lamar smile after I said the word CBS, because, you know, Trump has an issue, a big ongoing issue with CBS, because he claims that they favorably edited an interview with Kamala Harris, and he has been pursuing lawsuits because of that. So his relationship with CBS is tenuous at best. So anyway, CBS, which has aired the show since its inception, has the rights to the show through the end of this year. Over the past decade, there's been an effort to try to appeal to younger and more diverse audiences, with Dunn and Dustin as producers and more unconventional choices like the creative team behind Hamilton and the Apollo Theater among the honorees. Trump complained of the physical structure of the Kennedy Center as well as an expansion that was made in recent years. They built these rooms that nobody's going to use, rooms underground, and I've often wondered, where are the big cubes they have outside that block the view? Trump said. He appeared to be referring to the Reach, the expansion of performing arts, studio, and rehearsal spaces that opened in 2019. The expansion added three concrete pavilions that rise from a green space roof on the south end of the center. He also complained, he's doing a lot of complaining here. He also complained that the columns that front the center are supposed to be covered by something, whether it's marble or granite or whatever, bring it into more modern times. He also complained of union rules at the center. Lee Greenwood wanted to sing a little song today, and because of the cost in the union structure for him to sing a song just for the board, just the board meeting, it was going to cost $30,000. They wanted $30,000 just to move a piano. So you can't have that, because he's going to change the union shit. No unions. Now, Trump did have some praise. He praised the acoustics of the Opera House, but said that he wanted to make changes to the seat and the decor, pretty much everything. That will likely mean a new capital outlay, and Trump didn't say whether he would recommend federal funds be used, particularly at a time when he and Elon Musk have been on a drive to slash the size of the federal workforce. In taking on the role of chairman, Trump ousted philanthropist David Rubenstein, who was the largest individual donor, having contributed more than $110 million. So one would say that philanthropist David Rubenstein earned his position as the role of chairman by merit, and that his $110 million donations earned him a say in what goes on at the Kennedy Center, where Donald Trump's appointment seems to be just diversity, equity, and inclusion. He probably doesn't have as much skin in the game as David Rubenstein. I think we should look into his appointment as chairman. So be it. I said it, so shall it be. Anyway, before he left, Trump told reporters that the Kennedy Center needs a lot of work. We're going to fix it. We're going to make it a part of D.C. and the Capitol. I don't know what the fuck that means. The center, which opened in 1971, is a modernist structure designed by Edward Durrell Stone. There we have it. Our chairman, our esteemed chairman of the Kennedy Center, has gone over there and he has made his grievances known. And he is saying that we're going to have some great shows with some good performances. And I really am interested in seeing where this thing goes with, you know, Trump and the freaking Kennedy Center and all of the capable, fully capable people that he has on its board. But what do you think? I would like to hear from you. If you have thoughts on what's going to happen with the Kennedy Center and whether or not you even agree with this kind of hostile takeover that Trump and the MAGA party have enacted. They've enacted a coup of sorts at the Kennedy Center. Let me know what you think. You can email me at snapaftermoviestv@gmail.com. Or, you know, wherever you can find me on social media, and all of that will be in the show notes. I am also going to remind you to keep your eyes and ears open. There are plenty of ways to resist having more things taken over by our esteemed president. And I may come back and visit you with more follow-ups to some of our stories at a later time. But I truly do want to hear from you, and I appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out with me today, where I brought you the information, but I don't spill tea because you deserve so much more than just tea. See you in the next one. Peace.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.